It's time to go high tech.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, instructors, students, parents, all of ATA Nation. It is great to be with you again. Episode number 64. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host for the ATA Nation Podcast. This week, we're going high tech. You know what? I am a huge fan of technology. I love the coolest new things. You know, like I checked out the Apple's, you know, keynote thing the other day, a couple of weeks ago when they introduced the new phones. I'm probably not getting a new one yet. I got to wait. I got a family to take care of. I can't spend that much money on a phone right now, but I love technology. I think it's such a cool thing. I just enjoy it. So when I saw and heard about 2020 Armor, I was like, this is neat. So you might have seen it across ATA Nation. It's been featured at a couple of national events. You know, there during COVID or right after COVID, we had the Reflex and Reaction Tournament, which utilized those vests. And today we have with us the CEO of 2020 to talk all about their product, but not just their product, making sure that we look at what technology is going to do in the martial arts industry as we move forward. So let's get to our interview for today.
Special guest interview.
Hey, ATA Nation, we have with us today Mr. Ali Gafoor. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. Nice to be here.
We are super excited to have you. You are the CEO of 2020 Armor. As well as, I mean, you've got a ton of amazing background, 25 plus years of Taekwondo experience, founder of UBL, the United Battle League, which we'll talk about in a little bit, four-time Canadian national team member. So, you know, you've been around the block a little bit. what got you into martial arts originally?
Van Damme. You know, we'll talk about the UBL and how this all kind of connects and goes back full circle. But for me, it was a movie. It was a Van Damme movie. I was at my neighbor's house. They were already taking Taekwondo. And the parents had noticed me watching the movie with great interest. And, you know, they recognized that there was something there. And I took my first Taekwondo class that week. And I just never stopped. I did my first competition as a white belt, I think whatever the next tournament was, which was like within 3 months, and then just kept on going. I just fell in love with it naturally.
That is so cool. Yeah, we hear so many stories of people. It's a movie, it's a TV show, it's, you know, somebody like that. They got in, started, and have never stopped since. So that's awesome.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the official studies are, but I mean, for sure, it's media influence, like either a video game or TV or a movie. Brother or siblings, there's another one, and then kind of parents putting them in. But I'm interested to know which one it takes the majority. I believe it is actually media influence.
Wow.
The top of the funnel stuff. Yeah.
Well, and that kind of brings us right to 2020 Armor and what you guys are doing in really integrating tech. I know for a lot of people, when you guys introduced the video option, where it looked like a Street Fighter fight, you know, you got the life bars and everything. I mean, so many people were like, "Hey, I played this game. I've done this."
Yeah,
What has inspired you to bring tech in into the martial arts?
Yeah, well, let's step back a little bit first. I mean, we all know and believe intuitively and with our hearts and through experience that martial arts can make better people. Whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to instill discipline, whether it's to focus, whether it's to protect yourself, all of those things are fantastic, which you can't get from other sports. So if we know that to be true, and it's unfortunate that's not taught in the school system in North America, for sure, in Canada and US, and not all parents are born with necessarily the best skills to instill those sort of things that we learn in martial arts. So where do we learn it? Right, we just don't. And I think that these are like fundamental life skills. I don't think it's always nice to have confidence or it's nice to, you know, be in focus. Like, no, like these are like things to function in day-to-day life. So now how do you get more and more people? If more and more people have those skill sets, then I think society becomes better. So my thinking is, okay, then how do we get more and more people? And I looked at myself, like, how did I get involved? Okay, media and video games and all kinds of stuff. And I said, okay, how do we now? And I looked at what martial arts is out there right now that's professional. You got UFC, lots of respect for the business and the fighters. You don't take a six-year-old to a UFC game. It doesn't really instill the values of martial arts. And they do that on purpose, right? Because they kind of want to get the shock value. So there's nothing really there on the professional level. And so how do we widen this net? How do we get more Van Damme influences, Bruce Lee influences, Power Rangers influences, Street Fighter video game influences?
Yeah. Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. Yeah, exactly. And I thought the best way would be to kind of blend video games, which are played today. Street Fighter came out, the video game came out in 1987. So, you know, over three decades old. And then pair it with something with global reach, like a pro sport. And if you can put those two together, then you can reach more people. So that's 2020 Armor and UBL. So 2020 Armor is the scoring, is the equipment that measures a martial art match. We use the iconic health bars. You have 100% health. As you get hit, your health goes down. Right now, if we ask them to spar, if they do happen to have a judge refereeing their match, then they know their points. But if they don't, then it's just a guessing game. And that's a lot to ask for kids, for them to hit and get hit, especially at the beginning, without telling them the score. And you wonder, we wonder why they're scared of sparring. So with the vest and the technology, the goal becomes to bring down the lights, not to hit or get hit. So the goal shifts dramatically, and then their interest then is maintained longer. So the 2020 Armor provides the infrastructure and the technology, and then the UBL is that pro league, the pro martial art league. And what we do is the real fighters, some of the best in the world, they have the gear on, the 2020 Armor gear, and they look like literally they're in a Street Fighter video game. So it's all in some sort of green screen, combination of green screen and a whole bunch of other technology. If you go to ubl.gg, you can see the first pilot event. And the goal there is that that goes on Fox Sports. That goes on ESPN. And a kid watches it, a parent watches it, is like, oh, how do I do that? You know, Taekwondo school near me, your school comes up, and you know, then they're, now they're enjoying martial arts and getting the life lessons.
Yeah, that what a great what a neat vision to have of mere pulling in the video game aspect. You know, that's, you know, one of the number one things we hear as school owners is my kid sits in front of the TV all the time and plays video games. Come do a video game.
Yeah, exactly.
And tech in sports is just a huge growing industry. There's so much more data and just analyzing things in sports. Are you looking at how the 2020 Armor can be used in not just retention and entertaining the kids, but in really taking the training level up through that technology?
Yeah, I mean, I asked martial arts school owners, right, this very simple question. Do you think we'll have, not in sports, not in Taekwondo, not in your gyms, just in your day-to-day lives, do you think you'll have more tech or less tech? The answer is obvious, right? It's more. Your car's going to drive yourself. Your Apple Watch is going to tell you, you know, if you're nearing a heart attack. Like, this stuff is getting pretty intense and pretty detailed. And they're improving our lives for the better. You know, anything that's you know, fundamentally society changing, there's goods and bads. And the idea is to have more good than bad.
Yeah.
But we will have more tech in our lives. And that filters down. That filters down to every aspect of our life. And that will filter down to sports. And that will filter down to martial arts, even if we think we're traditional. But we are, and we should maintain a lot of the core values that we teach. That should never change. But the way we practice, and if we want to practice the day back in the days, then we should wear bamboo, you know, chess guards, right? Yeah. And no mats
just
on the ground.
Nothing.
Right?
Yeah, just yes. Nothing. Concrete, yeah, dirt, and just hit each other.
Yeah. So there's a lot of, we can still pay homage to the past, but we have to move forward. So you look at how our lives are changing. Even look at what your martial arts school looked like 10 years ago. Did you do Facebook advertising? Did you even have a content management system to track your members? Probably not. Maybe some of you did, but I guess a majority of you didn't. And so what does that look like in 5 to 10 years from now? What does your school look like, right? So I think it'll look like, and the impact I'm having, the change I'm making, is that scoring becomes transparent. It's not a guessing game. You're wearing the vest. When you spar, you know exactly what's going on. You have core metrics like what your reaction time, power, and stamina is. So my kids, I have three kids, 6, 3, and 3, and they started their first class this weekend. So it was a very special moment for me.
Yeah.
And I took them to, my friend's school. He was on national team with me. And, I have some tips to give him on how to grow a school, but one of the things he didn't do well, I think, and he'll totally appreciate this, is when we did the onboarding, what I wished I had. So you mentioned, Master Hayden, at the beginning, there's this mode where you can video record yourself and it actually overlays the stats on top. What if I had a video of my daughter at 6 years old at the introduction class or introduction one-on-one, where I would record her for 1 minute with her reaction time, just something mm-hmm. very simple. And I got her to say something, what her goal was. I have now a moment. I wish I had a video of my first class, you know, of what I looked like, what I said my goal was when I was 6 years old, 13 years old, whatever it was. That is a piece of gold of content. The mom and dad, what are they going to do? They're going to share it all over social media, right, with your club's logo and name on it. And then it keeps the kid accountable, and then you're seeing exactly what their progression is with hard numbers, right? So they're mm-hmm. going to see what their reaction time is, what their power is, what their stamina is. And I bring this up because, you know, we said, how is technology going to impact martial arts? This is what other sports are going to do in some way or another. So we, as martial artists, as an industry, we have that capability with 2020 Armor, and I think we can jump ahead of other sports. So if I'm now comparing the experience of my daughter in her Taekwondo class versus her dancing, you know, I kind of like seeing the exact progress that she's getting in her martial arts and with all the stuff that they're kind of giving me, which, well, the gymnastics class isn't half. Okay, now I have to choose between the two. Well, you know, I kind of like the one that's giving me more value, right? So, which is the Taekwondo class. So these are the sort of things that technology can really do. So the wave is coming, whether you like it or not. And then, so the idea is, and what can we do to be ready for that wave? And what can we do now? And it doesn't have to be a lot of people, you know. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? You know, a lot of people think you have to do this major overhaul of all your systems and programs, and ATA, you know, is a very well-oiled machine. But you can start with just one small step, like introducing this into introductory classes, right? Do a quick little video, record them. That's it. Like, just that value in itself is amazing. Then you can go, okay, maybe we can do these in all our testings, right? Every testing, we do another check-in point. Right? Then you integrate into your training, into your program, maybe high performance. So you can do it in a slow, rolled out way. And so you don't have to be scared of it, which is a lot of what we get from a lot of folks. But yeah, technology is coming, the shifts are coming, and it's just a matter of how we choose to do it. If we look at other industries, like other fitness industries, like, well, look at an Orange Theory. Right. If you've never been in one and you're a martial arts school owner, just walk into one, see what that experience is and how they treat data. Look at an F45, even though it's not as crazy as Orange Theory, F45, they still have some pretty interesting technology. And then look at Peloton, you know, completely mm-hmm. disrupted the fitness industry, turned it over. And why? You know, it's pure tech. And so what did they get right? And so what can we pull from there into our martial art programs? And so that's I think data will, our technology is going to have a huge impact in martial arts. And I think what we're doing is a nice way to get into it.
Well, you guys are for sure on the forefront of it. I love what you said about, you know, that having, you know, a new student get that information. I'd love to have video of my first class. I wouldn't show it to a soul, but I'd love to see it for myself. Just because I've often felt that martial arts has gotten this bad rap, except for, especially Karate Kid, as the activity that you do when you're not confident, not good at other sports, and we've lost the sector of the population who sees, you know, they see UFC and they go, well, that's UFC, that's not the martial arts school down the gym. It's not an athletic, it's not a sport the same way. And, you know, you want mom comes and enrolls their kid because they want the confidence. And dad's like, okay, whatever, but can you do basketball or football or whatever? Yeah. But if you get that video, you know, you give them hard data that is athletic performance, then dad goes, oh, look at me. You know, my kid can kick this fast, you know, or whatnot.
Yeah.
And I love to continue to bring out the athletic side of martial arts in the way we talk, the way we market. You know, because we have what all the other sports don't have, which is this character development, these things that martial arts is so good at. But we have amazing athletes. I mean, we see them everywhere. They're phenomenal. And using the tech to show that off, I think, is really cool.
Yeah, I didn't think about reframing. That's a very good point. Reframing the athleticism that is just inherent in the sport that we almost take for granted or we don't shine enough on. The data will absolutely do that. And then the UBL will do that as well, right?
Yes.
So the idea is that we show these athletes. Because when do we see martial arts outside of UFC in a public sphere? Taekwondo. Olympics, once every 4 years. You know, good luck if
Cobra
you're in that
Cal time zone. Is the only thing right now. I mean, everybody in the Valley is doing martial arts, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't get exposed to it, so you don't know what they can really do, right? So then all you know is what you get kind of advertised to about the character development, which is important, obviously. But that physical, the sports side of it is a huge part of it and attractive to a lot of people. But yeah, we don't get to talk about it enough. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, let's say I, so 2020 Armor is what everybody thinks of is the scoring system between I've got a vest on, you've got a vest on, we're fighting. But yeah. I've seen there's so much more like personal training that you can do, home training that you can do if you have a vest on a solo. Can you talk a little bit about how you guys are encouraging people to utilize the vest in training, maybe at home or at a location? Because we have a lot of members, you know, just ATA members across the world that listen to the podcast. You know, and might be interested in, okay, this is cool, but you know, I don't have a friend who's got one. So why would I get one? And they could still utilize it.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So one of the things that we took out of the ATA playbook, actually, cause I came from the WT side, the World Taekwondo side, I have tremendous amount of respect for, the systems and processes that, ATA has put into their programming. And one of the things that we learned from you guys is when you have something, give a lot of steps and guidance on how to use it. So, and on the app, what we have is a whole bunch of video content that walks you through from how to hold stance, the basics of how to hold stance, then the basic kicks. We have a 6-week mental training course. We know how important mental training is. And then we have courses on how to improve your reaction time, how to improve your power, how to improve your stamina, all core physical attributes of training. And when you do these exercises, let's say one of the game modes, I interchange game and training modes. One of the training modes is reaction time. Lights flash and you have to kick within a certain, you have to kick. And how long between lights flashing and you kick is your reaction time or punch or whatever technique you do. Now you can aggregate that over time. So you do that on the first of the month, then you do that 7 days later, you know, 6 days later, week later, month later, then you see what your trend is. Then you can see, am I going up or am I going down? Now, all of a sudden, for the first time in your life, and I did this for the first time in my life when we actually launched the app, it's like, I realized that my left leg is slower than my right leg. And my left leg is decreasing, my right leg is increasing. Why? So now you can start asking questions. What gets measured gets improved. It's just that simple. So I repeat that mantra all the time. What gets measured gets improved. If you start measuring something, it will get improved. You start measuring reaction time, it will get improved. So we happen to provide the video training that helps you improve that. But yeah, so basically you can strap it on a bob or a wave master in your gym or at your home. And then start doing some of the training modes, start following some of the videos, and then you can start seeing, again, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Just start, what I say, just start doing one data point or one session where you measure your reaction time, power, and stamina for a roundhouse kick. I know we have a whole bunch of other techniques. We got the punches, we got the back kicks, on the doesn't matter. Just start with a roundhouse kick, you know, pretty common kick, measure that, see where you are. Then you start seeing things, right? And focus on that one thing. Then you can add different techniques. And now you'll start to see improvements because you'll start focusing. And the other thing is when you have a video of it, you have a video of your technique. That's a whole different, you know, ball of wax because there's one thing, someone else watching you and then telling you twist this way, that, you know, put your hip this way. But then you see yourself. Then that's a whole nother insight that you've never had before. So all these things really just help you improve much faster And then that coach-athlete relationship gets a little bit more interesting because you can share all this information with your coach. You could do a reaction time training. The coach, you can give access to your videos and your results. They could literally be on their couch, watching their favorite game, looking at your content. Okay, do this, and then you're good to go. And now you just provided, and you can obviously charge for that, remote coaching for very little effort on your part because you have all these years of experience. You can see something in 1 minute. You can see a lot of things from a video in 1 minute and give that value back to the student. So, lots of ways to improve and train at home and remotely with the system.
I really like the ability for the coaches, the instructors to be able to get access to that. I love the review the video, getting to see those data points. So, what they're doing at home is, moving them in the right direction.
Right.
That's super cool. I love that.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, what's the future got for 2020 and what's the future got for UBL? What are you guys looking at in the next, year, 3 years, 5 years? What are you guys looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. So our headgear has been rolling out to customers, and obviously that completes the package. You've probably seen us at ATA demonstrating some rings and some tournaments. So yes. We're working with ATA on integrating it into your tournament circuit as well, in some sort of capacity. So for the product, the goal for the product is to just make sure it continues to work reliably. It's already very, very durable. We built it for ourselves. You can run over it with an SUV. We got videos of that. So it's a very strong product. And so there'll be improvements on, small improvements over time. So it's really more about stability. So we've been around for about 5 or 6 years. So on the product side, it's really to make a focus on stability. And obviously with the situation of everything in the world, supply chain and managed inventory and stuff like that. So kind of boring, simple stuff on that side. On the UBL side, so we launched a pilot this year, and the goal now is we're doing fundraising to do, 2 years of events, 7 events per year, 8 teams. Nice. And it'll be like a March Madness bracket type system. So two guys, one girl on a team, girls fight girls, guys fight guys. And then teams fight each other, and then there's a final and the winner. And that would be really cool because what we didn't kind of show this time in this pilot, each of the teams or clans, as the gamers would recognize that terminology, will be based on personality types. And the idea there is my favorite kind of personality type scenarios are the birds. You got the eagle, the dove, the peacock, and the owl. So eagle, 30,000 foot view, give me your 3 points, I'm good to go. Dove, emotional based. Peacocks, all about the show, the fancy, and the pomp. And the owl needs to think about a lot of the details and the facts. And then so each of the teams will have that. So let's say you're on one of the eagle team, a little bit more aggressive. Your virtual world that you come from, so there'll be a metaverse that each team has, will be volcano based, right? Lots of fire, lots of heat. So now this is really cool. We're really integrating the gaming part. Now let's say that that team has 5% health left on their health bar, so they're down. So they double tap their vest, power up comes up. Every time they hit now, they get rewarded for their aggression. They get 2 times the amount of health. Right. Oh. So this whole storyline is kind of built into everything. And then the wisdom team, the more calmer team, water-based planet, blue colors, they have 5% health. They double tap their vest. Every time they get hit, they take off half. They get reduced only half. So they're based on defense, right? So it's, again, so we'll be doing a lot more of that with the UBL. And again, really and doing this immersive storyline and telling. So that will be a big, have a big impact on the martial art industry because they'll ask. They'll be starting asking and say, hey, we saw this UBL thing on TV. Do you guys know anything about it? And it's like, oh, yeah, we use the same technology as they do, right? ATA uses that. So that's going to be a good, great connection. But yeah, those are the big things that we're working on in the next year or so.
Very cool. I love it. And I know this can be a tricky thing because, things are expensive, whatnot. Looking at, ATA, you get hundreds of people at even a local tournament, thousands at a world or national tournament. I can't even right now wrap my brain around, everybody having chest guards, and head guards. I guess if we all did prices, we could have a lower price because if we're buying 10,000 chess cards or whatever. You know, just the logistics side of that, how do you look at trying to roll out to any organization, not just ATA or whatever, but getting them on, you know, getting everybody on board? That seems tough.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely is tough. And it's a, you know, it's a beachhead approach. You just kind of start small, like prove things out, go in there for a couple of years, maintain that relationship. But at the end of the day, you look at the unit economics and the value. So, you know, a chess guard, ATA price currently is $499. That's the equivalent of half of an event, going to half of an event if you have to travel for, you know, for flight and hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you just do up here on an ROI base, right, that the ROI comes pretty quickly on an individual level, right? So it's also kind of reframing that because there's never been a product really done this. We're not competing against anybody, right? That's also the challenge. There's no benchmark, right?
Yes, so, for sure.
So it's overcoming that part as well. So it's a little bit overcoming that. It's showing the value. And I'm just continuing to build a relationship with AT and showing what we can do. Because a lot of folks don't know everything. We do so much that it's then people don't, you know, it's almost like, it's like, well, I don't know what you exactly do. And that also sometimes comes a challenge. So we just try to say, hey, focus on the one thing, one or two things. We talk about a whole bunch of things today, right? So it's also part kind of education. So yeah, it's building relationships. It's starting off slow, proving that your technology product works, is reliable, introducing some of the features slowly. And then finally, when they kind of really get comfortable, it's like, oh my God, I can do all this stuff. Yeah. That's kind of...
Well, and like you said, you know, we look at the future. You know, 5 years from now, are we going to have more technology or less? And we're going to have more. I mean, I doubt there's many people who think, hey, in 10, 20 years, you think we'll all have... you know, electronic scoring. Oh, of course. Why would we not? But at some point there has to be you know, we have to decide to jump on that horse, you know, and start riding. So cool. We've been enjoying playing with ours. I know I need to get out there. I think I'm going to, you know, head to the school, try some of those training things, you know, like you said, you know, measuring those reaction times, you know, power, and working on those, I think, is a neat metric. And, you know, we all have these days watches that, you know, I want my circles filled. I want my, you know, metrics are driving so much in fitness and life these days. Cool. Where should people go to find out more information about 2020 and what you guys are doing?
Yes, sir. So if you go to 2020armor.com, that's 2020armor.com. So it gives you all the information about the product there. And then for UBL, United Battle League, it's ubl.gg. Gamers will understand. That stands for good game. I know it's a weird extension, but it does exist. It's not a spam thing.
Oh, it's growing. So it's a growing one, too. That extension is getting more and more popular.
Sure. So we're glad we secured that one. Yeah, ubl.gg. And you can watch the full show there and then the trailers and all that. And that's pretty cool, too.
Excellent. Well, we'll send people over there. And, sir, we want to thank you for your time today.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
Listener feedback.
Great to talk and just look at what the future is going to be like as we look at technology in the industry. I wanted to hit real quick. We got a little feedback last week from our interview with Master Lindbergh. Somebody on the Instagrams reached out and said, Master Lindbergh is a rock star at tournaments, fair and decisive. When he is a judge, there is never any doubt that it will be a well-run, efficient ring. I love feedback like that, you know, especially not just for, you know, the podcast. I love to hear what you think in the podcast, things like that. But I love when we celebrate judges, let people know, hey, you know, you did a great job. These are great judges. Because so often we, you know, just have trouble. We only talk about when we have an issue and we don't celebrate people. So I love that. So I also got a shout out, a post from ATA Scotch Plains. This team is awesome. The competitors represented themselves fantastically at the Bel Air Maryland Regional Tournament. Special congratulations to Gia and Ava on their awesome competition there. So great job, ladies. We love to see that. We would love to shout out you guys. We would love some feedback. What do you think? How are you liking the show? Head over to our Instagram page to check it out, and we will try to mention you here on the pod. So we've got another great school owner story for you next week. But until then, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
So what have you been thinking? The episodes have been a little less me, you know, in the intermediate parts and whatever, and I really focused on the interviewee and just an interview each time and not some other stuff. So what do you think about it? You like the format? Do you want to hear a little bit more other stuff? Let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram. Okay, guys, take care.